New Dissident Radio. On the interweb.
And now, it's time for all free-thinking independents to treat their minds to Comedy Nation this week. The show where we debate the issues of the day with an overt sense of humor and a heavy dose of irony. Here's the host of Comedy Nation this week, Mr. Bill Brunner.
Well, we're back. It's the Free Speech Show here on New Dissident Radio. And I'm Bill Brunner, your host. I'm here with my regular crew here, the ensemble, as I tried to think of that word for about an hour this morning of ensemble. I'm thinking cooperative, people who laugh together. What ensemble is what we are. Here, part of the ensemble, and Mom is saying tenor. It's Lori Buckley.
Yay, baby.
And also here with us from Salt Lake City, all the way over here from Salt Lake City just for this show. It's David, Daddy saying bass, Plunkett.
Yay, woo!
It was worth the drive, Bill.
Well, that's a bad bass. Did someone castrate you since the last time we were in the studio?
Yes, they did, Bill.
All right, then. That's what I like.
Is that better now?
Yes, they did, Bill.
Bill, I'm your father.
And here, with his tripitorial, which has become an instant sensation.
Instant.
Add water, and you will have a tripitorial. It's James Tripp.
You know, Bill, that's true, but, you know, my last Facebook status, although it met expectations, it was still a disappointment.
It was.
It was.
So, and he's also the author of a book that's newly available on Amazon for download. You can read the first seven chapters.
The first seven chapters are free, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You know what? And a lot of people that try to have you hooked in two chapters, three chapters. Here, seven chapters. Just before the girl gets naked and loses her virginity, you are cut off in the middle of the hierophant.
Well, you know, that's not really exactly what happens.
It isn't?
But, you know,
Just before she gives divine birth to the savior of the new culture.
Well, no, that's not what happens either. But, you know.
It isn't?
You know, appreciate the help.
Here's another thing. If you're an Amazon Prime member.
Just before she is gangbanged by the Mexican pirates.
She isn't?
And all the readers.
Good. I'm trying to do a commercial here. I'm trying to do a commercial.
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to hook the people.
If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can read it for free.
All right.
The whole book. Well, how do you make money on that?
Well, I actually
Prime membership. He signed. It's like just the way Howard Stern brought money into the radio.
Dave, it's about the people. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
Because Kendall's home going, oh, my God, we've just finally hit it big. Finally.
If you want to be able to pass the hierophant onto your
But no, you can buy it for $8.99.
Then you got to pay the $8.99. Then you can will that to somebody. Then you're able to pass that along in your will. Perhaps you could pass along the iPad it was downloaded in.
Well, you can lend it to somebody.
I'm buying the Nook version today.
You're buying
Nook version. There is no Nook version.
Not yet. You know, this is slow rollout.
What are you, an Amazonist?
This is slow rollout. The next phase of the rollout will be the paperback, and that should be out.
And then Braille around Christmas, just in time for all your blind
friends. Where's your first
friends?
Book signing?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I actually had a book signing, but since it's a Kindle.
It's a digital book signing.
Exactly.
I pissed off a lot of people.
I signed somebody's screen.
Exactly.
Which makes reading my book.
What are you doing?
It makes reading my book even more confusing.
Well, you can
Available at Amazon's everywhere.
Email them. You can email them.
Well,
to Ruth.
If you don't have a Kindle and you don't want to you can download free software to read it on your computer. If you have a PC.
And plus, you learn too, if you're going to do a book signing at Book Soup, you have to tell Book Soup in advance.
Well,
they didn't quite understand.
Setting up my book signing booth over here. Yeah, do you guys have broadband here where I could help these people download their Kindle version of my wonderful new book?
This is cutting edge technology.
How cutting is it?
It is.
This is, you
That's
know.
That's in chapter 8.
not since Gutenberg came up with movable type.
has there been such an advance in self-publishing?
And not since Thy Hair Fine.
It used to be when you self-published, you had to type every book yourself. Now you can just give them a digital file. You only have to type it one time.
And something tells me Gutenberg made about the same amount of money as you have so far.
Well, this is a big bestseller, you know, in a certain market.
Yeah. In a different dimension.
In a very defined market.
This will be like Star Trek in 30 years. It will be people will go, he was prophetical.
He was.
Well, this will be like, I plan on having the same success as John Kennedy O'Toole.
All right.
Which is I knew...
After your death?
Well, no, he's the author of The Confederacy of Dunces.
Of Dunces, right, yeah.
Won a Pulitzer Prize. He was dead.
I know. You know what? Thank heavens you have no heirs, because perhaps that will go to save people from cancer. All that money from the Pulitzer Prize.
Or they to help the ferret farm.
They give you something after you're dead. No plane costs, no expenses. I like anything, though, with a name like Harvard.
Perhaps there will be a place to set your ashes.
The where?
Perhaps with... Pardon me?
Who?
Let's give away a free copy of it.
After you die, because of the success of the Hierophant, you'll be given a place perhaps in the Smithsonian for your
ashes. First caller that can tell us what the Hierophant means can get a free copy.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a call. Yeah.
I thought it was another breed of elephant. Yeah. I don't know.
I always liked the Hierophant during foreplay.
Oh. Yeah.
Boy, is that
the
nice.
Hidden Hierophant. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
50 Shades of Hierophant.
Yeah. She squirted so much Hierophant. It was amazing.
Higher in the font.
Oh.
Yeah.
Higher in the font.
All right. So as you know, if you're a regular listener, this is where you hear your serious politics, Comedy Nation.
Serious stuff.
And we just had to break the ice with the Hierophant. This is like fucking when The View brings on somebody with their new comedy special, like Carrot Top.
That's it. And yeah. Thanks for
anybody that watches The View deserves Carrot
thanks
Top.
Thanks for comparing me to Carrot Top, and I'd like to show you what I can do with this nail and this hammer in my shoe.
I'm a little hoarse.
You have to wear eyelashes though.
Tattooed on.
So the reason why we are involved in such hilarity is because we're still in shock over. We were gone last week, and just while we're gone, a crazy man goes in and shoots up a theater for the midnight showing of Batman. And for me, why are these guys never more political? Why is this some kind of fantasy land? Why isn't he in there like blowing up a Goldman Sachs movie, a Goldman Sachs board meeting or something? That to me, if you want to go down big for the against the 1%.
Yeah, where's the justice, really? Where's the justice?
Well, he's like a John Hinckley type. He's probably got some Jodie Foster type connection to Heath Ledger
or Robin
in
the
Joker.
Something.
Well, you know, how come he doesn't have a middle name or middle initial yet? Everybody else is Lee Harvey Oswald, you know,
I only say my children's full names when I'm mad at him.
Not a patsy.
What's Manson's middle name?
Killer.
Lee Harvey Manson.
There you go. Yeah. Mitt.
Mitt. Charlie Mitt.
Mitt Manson. Sure.
That's it.
You know, one of the victims was a comedian, Caleb Melody.
Who is that?
He's a local comedian in Colorado. He's I guess he's on the open mic circuit there.
And he's killed or wounded?
He's wounded.
Is he in a coma or is he okay?
Well, I think he may still be in a coma. He lost one of his eyes. He was shot in the face. His baby was born.
Oh, that's the guy.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He's still in a coma. They may bring him out of the coma in the next week, I hear. He's doing wonderfully, and he responded when the baby was brought into the room, evidently.
Yeah, but some comedians are already setting up benefits for him. Doug Benson's going there. Rob Schneider's going. They're going to do shows to benefit all the victims, and Caleb, I think, in particular.
Really? So, and how old is this guy?
He's a young guy. He looks like he's in his 20s.
So Doug and Schneider just trying to pick up a little extra fame based on this guy who got shot at the theater?
No. I don't know what's going on. These guys genuinely care. Whereas I guess Dan Cook told a joke last night at the Laugh Factory. It already went viral, and he's getting
And it wasn't publicity. Funny, even though it wasn't funny. It wasn't
really?
Funny.
What was the joke? I did not hear the joke.
Well, the joke was, the Batman is a bad movie, and about 25 minutes in, I'm sure there was somebody in the audience going, oh, somebody just shoot me.
He's such a dick.
The thing is,
it's too soon.
He's never told a joke in his life.
But you know,
I don't understand.
You know, comedians have to be able to say what they say in a club and not have it appear on the internet.
If it was funny
anymore, though,
you know, but I mean, that's just not funny.
No, you got to work it out. You got to work it out.
For all we know, I mean, this is publicity he did himself.
You know what?
Knows?
I'll bet that made his comedian friends outside laugh. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to try this joke."
Well, apparently, the audience went, "Oh," and then they went, "Ha ha." And they applauded.
Oh, so it worked then.
It worked. It worked. But, you know, it was one of those jokes where, you know.
It was a Dane Cook audience. I mean, fuck, they'll do anything that's even remotely looks like a joke.
He busts his way in there and forces himself on stage in front of whatever the audience is.
Exactly, he does. If they knew he was there, they might not come. So he does sneak attacks.
Maybe he finally got political. Maybe that's the deal.
Well, you know, comedy. It just isn't like it used to be. I mean, you know, you could develop an act for years and years in a club and then do it on TV, and then you stop doing
and
it.
And all
but
of a sudden
now,
you do one rape joke, one lick my balls joke, and you're...
Well, wherever you go, somebody's...
You're the Antichrist.
Somebody's got their phone videotaping you doing your act, and maybe this is the first time you did a joke. Maybe you're still looking at notes. Maybe, you know...
And why didn't anybody have a phone when Fred Willard was jacking off at the Kit Kat Theater? That's what I want
to know.
He got
Pee Wee Herman. You know?
I think it was probably... in an empty row, you know, and some sneaky cop just, you know, walks up there and then flashes into his privacy.
Looking for masturbators.
He was on Kimmel last night. He was funny.
He had some good jokes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's a darling boy, but remember when Pee-wee had his hassle and, you know, he wanted to leave town, but his parents told him to stick it out in Florida. So.
How? It's a three-drink menu.
Well, you know, we saw Pee-wee's mugshot. I haven't seen one of Fred. Have they released that? Maybe they haven't released that. Maybe the police there. That's cool.
I think I might have seen one of his.
You know he's smiling. You know he's smiling.
Well, you know,
it's so unlike
you gotta be. You got to be laughing to yourself, like, look what you've gotten yourself into now, Fred.
But it's so unlike the LAPD not to release a celebrity's mugshot.
Well, it was West Hollywood, wasn't it?
Oh, that's what it is.
And they show the next day how many porn companies called him up and said, "We'll come around and put up a computer and show you how to get download porn."
Now, you know what? And now, if you'll just fuck Octomom in a porn movie, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see that? Now, did Octomom actually do the porn? I heard that she was on the strip circuit.
No, she did
Florida.
A porn movie, but it was just a masturbatory movie.
You have to get a vasectomy.
She masturbated.
First.
That was all.
That
she
was
did.
The whole movie.
That's not $1 million bucks, right?
Well, you know,
it only cost me 19. Pow!
But I mean, because no one would fuck her.
John Wayne Bobbitt would fuck her.
If he had a dick. Yeah.
Well, you know, they
the
get
one
together.
Guy who would fuck her
between
he
vomiting.
Dick off.
He's got one, but it kind of curves a little. Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to say about the Colorado scene is that Lee Camp posted a story about how wrong they got the facts and how they hammered like a shitstorm on these people from their families. It was all these news agencies calling them and misreporting their names and what they did, and it was really these people were violated again from having been put through the issue. But one of the interesting things, which Mr. Pluckett might know about, is that it brought out the fact that Desiree Industries is one of the largest sales of weapons, of guns and stuff that there is.
Deseret Industries?
Yeah, the Mormonians have their own, buy your guns here and we'll trade them with each other.
I did not know
and
that.
And it's huge. It's not like a little pond.
So it's like a clearinghouse for Mormon weapons?
That for whatever you need.
Now, did this guy get his weapons from a desert?
We don't know, but it came up on the Look Who's Got Guns, interesting concept. And there it popped up, and I said, I got to tell.
That's interesting because Deseret Industries is known as like the Salvation Army of Utah.
Right. It's where you buy your used khaki pants.
Well, you know,
and your missionary outfit.
I didn't know they brokered guns.
If you don't say yes, you know.
Exactly.
So now, can you buy the used Mormon garments at the Deseret Industries?
Not without a bishop recommend.
Oh, mm-hmm. But they do sell used garments.
I don't believe they do.
Or they may want the name of the previous wearer.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
It had monogrammed mint. Did it?
I know. Yeah.
Sanitized.
And just you know the stain spots are just not attractive.
They look like Jesus.
Well, you know they can't bleach them because the magic underpants just fights it.
No kidding.
What about Sandusky, folks? What about Penn State? Almost. I didn't understand when they said they almost got the death penalty, but they were going to yank the whole football. football program. If
well,
they
that's
did,
the death penalty. If they yank the whole
yeah. What have you got to do to lose the foot? Like, SMU got it. What? Who did they kill? I mean, seriously, how? What have you got to do?
But SMU came back with it 5 years later or whatever.
Right? I understand that. But still, how do you do something more egregious to get killed when, you know, you're raping children for 12 years?
60 mil a year. 60 mil a year is what they are losing. And that means think of all the stadium money. Think of all the employees and all the things affiliated with all of that.
Just because.
And 10 scholarships a year.
Just because they turned their head at a little molestation.
Oh, 10 years of it. And just so that you know some depth, I don't know if everybody reported this, but at the same time a grand jury was hearing evidence in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse case, Joe Paterno negotiated a new $5.5 million contract with Penn State and gave him a $3 million bonus for retiring and forgave $350,000 he had made with them in loans. Now, just to
wait. So Joe Paterno had to take out $350,000 because he's short on a payday or something?
He was borrowing money all along. And what I noticed, because, you know, I read between the lines a lot. And when I heard in the very beginnings when the rumble started, is that within, I'd say, less than 2 weeks, he had put his house in protection so that nobody could come.
Joe Paterno.
Yes. And said, oh, it's just a little family
thing.
It's
the family estate planning.
That was such BS. That was called, I know I'm going to be in trouble. The shitstorm's going to happen.
But he also died like almost immediately.
Well, that was
too
convenient for him. Penn State
And that
was like when Casey died. Remember, director of the CIA years ago, like just at the right time?
On a fishing trip.
I think they both took the same pill.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And I was thinking about, wow, what this means. That's a lot of friggin' money, these people. But what they brought a really amazing point, which is to clean their slate, which really needed cleaning, is that we've been worshiping, way over worshiping, footballs and colleges and all the stuff that goes with it and the gambling. We've been having a party with it while this stuff is going on, and who knows where else it might happen. But they said, we're going to make sure that the message is sent. Better clean it up.
Well, you know,
you better get it straight.
But you know what? Here's what we need to figure out is people try to fuck children in every, you know, from the churches
gazillions.
To the schools to the.
You say that like it's a negative.
To the
Bill.
Coaching, to the Boy Scouts, to the candy store, to the public parks, to the, you know.
To all the uncles.
Well, but
in the world.
I think there's a general generational shift, whereas previously all this stuff was just hushed up and swept under the table. Now
Facebook. I blame Facebook.
Well, now everybody wants it out in the open. Everybody, you know.
Well, you know, and you just hope that your kid gets molested by a deep pocket. You know, if the kid's going to get molested, let the parent have resources. It's just like these people, their kid gets killed in a hit and run, and, oh, please turn yourself in. And, you know, underneath that is, so we can get your fucking insurance. You know, it doesn't matter who killed your kid. Your kid is dead. And, you know, you just want to know who to hate and who to sue.
Well, that's you kind of got it coming, you know, under the circumstance. Look at Michael Jackson. Not every kid. That's the trouble is, you look at the military. They know only 13% of the women are showing up that have been raped and pillaged while doing service. They have to service guys, you know. Yeah. And so a lot of kids never showed up, but he paid a lot of money for
Michael
children.
Jackson did.
Yes, he did. He
paid
a fortune.
I mean, here's the deal. I don't feel bad that Michael Jackson didn't go to prison for that. Because, you know, some of these people, they're trying to get their kid to be able, you know, to be able to meet and date Michael Jackson. When you send your kid away for the weekend with a guy like that, come on.
You know, but here's the deal. As there was an amazing story years ago in Vanity Fair, and it wasn't about let's sink his ship. It was about what happened and how Michael met the kid that he did the biggest settlement with.
Right.
Was the kid whose mom worked for a rent-a-car place. Jackson's limo had broke down, so he called, and the mother thought, well, I'll take my son. And Michael fell in love with that little boy because he was under 10. Under 11 was usually his range.
Right.
And so then he began, and they're so enamored. You know, next thing you know, gifts are landing for the parents. They were divorced, and next thing you know, he comes to stay in the bedroom for 1 year
hang
in the
Come
little
on,
boy's
right?
bedroom.
Really?
And the mother, you know, she was getting gifted. They bring him in, like, you know, now you got the celebrity life. And it wasn't until because he didn't nail the boy till he brought him to Vegas and over took all of his sensories, you know, stayed up late, sugar, everything he could to keep this kid enamored and blasted, and made his move on the kid. Well, a couple of months later, the father had Michael and the son over, and he walked in, and they were sitting on the bed. It wasn't they were doing anything, but he felt something really negative about the atmosphere, you know. And so the boy would come back the following weekend and tell his father not to let
him go horseback riding.
Not let him go to his mother's because his mother would serve him up. And she didn't know. She didn't realize it. So then there was not one person in child – just real quick because it's kind of interesting.
Right.
Is that the
put this in our show description, the Michael's molestation.
Yeah. The father didn't know what to do. The father didn't know what to do, so he was a dentist and also wrote screenplays. And they were trying to negotiate with him about, Michael will do several screenplays with you and spend this much money. They were doing anything they could because they had that famous investigator that's now doing time negotiating. And so he was dentistry-ing on a break.
Michael loves your idea about the six-legged racehorse.
Well, he was doing this.
He wants to produce that movie.
This attorney's teeth, and all of a sudden the dentist breaks down in tears, and the guy goes, "What's wrong?" You know? And so he ends up telling him what happened. He goes, "I'm going to tell you what you're going to do." He says, "You're going to go and report it to Child Services, and you're going to, but not tell him who it is. Then you're going to go back and negotiate. When the negotiations fail," and he goes, "and they will, you're going to go back and give him the name, because in the state of California, it is by law that they must immediately go in and begin a full-on investigation." And that's why Michael confessed while he was taking a big "I'm sucking Michael lick" and at the MGM Grand, Elizabeth Taylor came, and "I love Michael and I'm in it" and all that kind of crap. He would confess when he came back from that. He had only 3 days. The next day he came back to L.A., and he settled on a civil suit because he did not want any of the testifying and all things that went with it. So we live in a pedophile world, but it's changing and it's evolving. You know, my friend said rump of young boy is not uncommon in Europe. But the point is that we mess people up.
Or in Afghanistan. Or in Afghanistan.
Oh, I saw that. What was that? The kite? What was that movie about where they dress up the little boys? Oh, it was more than I could stand. But these are part of the grand change. The vaginas are up. You know, they've been threatened. Kids have been ignored. And it's a really kind of a great age to see it come forward. And even the mania. What are we going to do with that maniac?
Well, you know, I feel that probably Michael, at least for – if you're a child abuser, I think Michael was probably a very gentle lover.
Well, you know, who can tell? You know, hoo-hoo, my grandson says, "Grandma, exactly. why does he make those noises? Hoo-hoo." I go, "It was just a sign of the times."
Huh? Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
And who could explain the latest craziness with his family now? My God,
what grandma leaves her kids?
I can't understand that.
You know what? There's a lot of people there looking at a big chunk of money going to those three kids
Absolutely.
And grandma.
But how they're trying to work it is what's weird. And I've read two accounts and I don't understand
it. They jumped the grandma, didn't they? I mean, they went after her.
And supposedly drugged her or she had a stroke
or
who knows?
I bet she's tired of the arguments in harmony. What do you think?
Well, and Tito and Jermaine said we've got our own careers to fall back on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
They're going on tour.
We got a great barbershop quartet act.
They're on tour. You can catch them on the red double-decker bus talking about TMZ's hot zones.
They'll be at a county fair near you.
Yeah, but notice the father was not mentioned at all.
Well, that guy's got to be getting old, right?
Well, he's got to be rallying somewhere. Well, not too old to screw people.
Plus, he stole all their money.
He's on the street, too. Sing that song for me.
He's got his own talent that he's managing.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any of that Michael Jackson estate money, no. Now, how come the grandma, I mean, Michael's mother and father are still together but don't live together but still are married, or what is the story on that?
Well, the mistress does the dirty work, and she's tired of hearing all that BS she's heard for her entire life. And he was a real dick with those kids when he was little.
He was horrible.
And so imagine what he did to his old lady. You know, so finally she must have got fed up and had enough of it.
He looks like a creepy guy look at him, yeah.
What guy wears more makeup than his wife? You know, that's
Michael Jackson's father. God,
That's what got me. You know, that's what got me. But yeah, he's kind of quiet like a mouse while the kids are ripping and tearing and videoing scenes of themselves.
And I love how they try to have quotes from the kids. And every time I read oldest son blanket, it's like, he has no credibility. I don't care what he ever talks about. Nobody with a name blanket.
Well, and you know, Dave, blanket is not the oldest son. I think Blanket is the youngest.
He is the youngest. Oh, but you know, they're always trying to cover things up. So I think that just came out of a normal.
So Quilt, what did Quilt have to say?
Well,
or Pillow.
I mean, yeah. God, the pedophile hiding behind the mask. Kids say.
Well, I bet Paris is glad he wasn't born in Yugoslavia. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, so, in other news.
Before we get to that, did I mention this is our last show here at the New Dissident Radio station?
No, you didn't.
Wait a minute.
It's the last Comedy Nation this week. We will be doing live shows, and we'll be posting new shows both on iTunes and the Comedy Nation website. But there'll be video, and then there will be a spinoff of the audio shows. But our first show is going to be in late August or early September. Keep your eye open for it. And Johnny Dam will be one of the performers on that show.
Yay!
And everyone here on this. But we'll have a more extended ensemble cast. And you know what? You can see all kinds of old Free Speech shows on YouTube now.
You can see the 10th anniversary show.
Just see the 10th anniversary show.
It was very entertaining.
Others.
We
it
were
was a
very,
great show.
Very good.
And our first Free Speech show that we're going to be doing on is going to be our 15th anniversary show. So that will be, and we're going to have a huge, huge lineup for that. What the hell were you going to say there,
James? I was going to say that Russia is trying to get some military bases abroad, and one of the places they're looking at doing it is Cuba.
Again, right. Well, I mean, didn't they have a base in Cuba before, or did Castro just ran the base?
I thought it was Castro's base. Maybe it was a Russian base. But
they were threatening to build missiles there. They were building missiles there.
Right, but they didn't have their own base.
Cubans
That's why
couldn't build
they
missiles.
They denied all that.
Yeah, they denied it all,
So I think they should open up right next to Guantanamo, or perhaps we could sell them Guantanamo.
Or at least the T-shirts.
Yeah.
My dad got, tortured at Guantanamo, and all I got was this shitty T-shirt.
So was that just an
observation?
Putin,
he wants to go back to the old, the old Cold War. He's trying to, flex Russian.
No, but we're friends with the Russians, although Romney doesn't want to be friendly with the Russians.
He doesn't know anybody.
Well,
you know.
He doesn't want to be friends with the English.
Yeah, Bain never lost any money in Russia, so.
Yeah, it's who knows? Russia's playing their game like they used to, and I guess they want beachfront property.
Well, and you know what? And Russia is still a very powerful country. I mean, Russia was essentially the most of the wealth and everything from all the Soviet Union was in what is now Russia.
Right, right.
I mean, there was Ukraine and Georgia or whatever.
Chechnya.
I remember the day, and this was about 1955, when they wouldn't let Khrushchev. The one place they wanted to go was Disneyland, and we wouldn't allow him in. Can you imagine the Mouse's
and
house?
The land of the free.
North Korea just knocks them off. Have you seen their Disney characters?
I did see that. Yeah, they had a big theater review.
Yeah. And all they were off just a little bit. Like Mickey was missing one chromosome and
Cricky.
Exactly.
You know what they say in France when they opened up Euro France? They said, well, "What is all this fuss about the rodent?"
I would eat it.
Speaking of chromosomes, they found a group of people in Africa that have DNA that don't match.
I read that story, and then now think that humans in Africa were fucking some subspecies that 20,000 to 50,000 years ago. That
after that the Europeans left Africa, this happened because Europeans don't share any of the same DNA as these groups.
Did you read the whole piece?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently,
pygmies, right?
They could tell why they were shorter by differences in their chromosomes and their genes. Apparently, our ancestors would fuck anything that walked. And I mean,
were we just talking about Michael Jackson?
but they didn't know if it was voluntary interspecial mating or if it was
interspatial
rape.
I mean,
all I know is the zebra put something in my drink. I don't know. I woke up with stripes everywhere.
And in tribalism, I mean, that was kind of the way that the world had worked for many thousands of years.
Well,
you would conquer a neighboring tribe that threatened your hunting land or your grazing land or whatever, and you would kill off the men, but you would fuck the women and children.
And keep them as slaves.
You'd eat the men's hearts and you'd...
That's right, some testicles for lunch. What do you say? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel stronger and longer. I bet you do, honey.
Well, it's like, you know, the article compared it to like, you know... horse and donkeys mate,
right.
or
Jerry Lee Lewis and his niece.
Whales and dolphins can mate. I didn't know that, and produce offspring.
Dolphins can take a piece of you. They planted people in the sand down below, and I guess that, you know, it might be a little scary to see dolphin dick.
I've got that
coming towards your head. But, whoops, hey,
I mean, apparently there were species in the past that we could mate with and produce offspring. Now you know you can't get it from sheep. You know,
apparently,
we can't
curious,
mate with anything could but we, ourselves now.
Could we be bred with a gorilla or a chimpanzee or an
orangutan? Probably not us.
It's a 3 drink minimum.
Well, we could be.
Because they say lions and tigers can mate and have offspring.
Shasta the lion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you remember Pony the orangutan.
I wonder about elephants and rhinos or rhinos and hippos.
God.
Well,
now Bill's fantasies are finally coming
out.
Well,
now that we're not doing the show anymore, maybe we ought to investigate that.
Well, they're both got horns, though. That could be
just
an argument.
Maybe go down to the L.A. Zoo and say, we have some experiments we'd like to do. We're going to put some cologne on your rhino.
I wonder what this information is going to do to people in the Tea Party and people who think...
That's what they're afraid of, that you'll marry your dog.
That's right.
Rick Santorum was right.
Yeah. Well, you know, those people were sinners is what they were, breeding with something other than Neanderthals. Well,
what about people that go and buy some sperm? You know, and impregnated a place where a guy's donated maybe 100 squirts or something.
Right.
And imagine, they say in nature that the reason a girl does not want to attract her father is because he has a scent that tells her it's not happening. And so imagine, how do these people find out? They could be going, you know, there's something about that guy. It's just like so familiar to me. You could end up sexing with a guy, and then maybe he didn't want to tell you that he was born in a test tube. You know, you just never know how all that could happen.
Your chromosomes are attracted to
your
each other, but you don't know why.
But
it really feels like we ought to be just one DNA strand.
That's in chapter 8 of the higher
form. Or your higher elephant.
Your DNA and mine, it just seems to intertwine, baby.
It's true, though. I mean, who's going to tell those kids?
I guess that's for a future show.
That chapter, by the way, Dave, is not free. That's not part of
that's what I'm saying. It's
everything.
Chapter 8, all the good shit. The monkey fucking. That's all after the free chapters, folks.
How about this? So far, 0.00063% of the country's population, 196 super wealthy people, have given more than 80% of the super PAC money spent in the presidential election, according to theatlantic.com.
And you know what? That's why none of my money is in with that super PAC money. I'm not even in the 39.274 percentile.
I sent them packing myself.
Yeah.
Well, God bless them, those people, and God bless America.
That's
Morgan
right.
Freeman just gave $1 million to an Obama super PAC.
Wow. Well, good for we were house sitting at my cousin, who's a retired physician's house. I won't use his name here. And they were visiting London, and they have some kind of...
Did he use his name there?
In London?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's using his name there. But they had some kind of text recognition thing where whoever would call in would go, new call from Cowsill Market. And so like 9 times while we're there, the phone rings, Republican National Convention. New call. Yeah. Call coming in from Republican National Convention, and they
is he a delegate or
no? I guess they've given him money.
Why didn't you just pick it
also,
up and say, "Don't ever call"?
And
here
also,
again.
They got a call coming in from Citizens United.
Uh-huh.
So they're even getting recruited to give money by these Citizens United fucks.
Yeah, once you get on those,
lists. You know what?
And harass.
Yeah, you know what? My wife finally picked it up and said, They're not here. Stop harassing them.
That's right. That's what it is.
She should have said, take us off your list.
But
she didn't do that. But
in Nevada, there was lots. I was in Vegas for 4 days celebrating Cork Proctor, the famous legend of comic royalty in Las Vegas.
This past week or two?
Uh-huh, just this last weekend.
And every commercial was about the, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, I was romnified, I'll tell you. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But I'm so glad we don't get that here in California because we don't give a crap about those kind of commercials.
And they're playing the crap out of Obama going, the private sector is doing all right. Well, we're not doing all right. The private sector is eating shit.
Yeah.
You know, they just – it's like they start putting syllables together. They're just – it's unbelievable. But it was – you know, 108 wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Wow. You can go out and fry your eggs out on the cement. You know, it's just amazing.
Well, you're used to that Vegas heat.
You know, I think you're right. I think that was it. And I was having a happy time.
A happy time,
You know, everything I could do.
So, I'm taking my son to Las Vegas to the Pinball Museum Hall of Fame or whatever. It's right across from the Liberace Museum.
Ah, the Pinball Lizard.
Which is closed now, by the way.
No.
Liberace's been closed for like 2 years, Bill. Get with it.
I guess, you know what, he was no Elvis. Everybody thought just because he dressed up...
The Elvis Museum went tits up too.
He was the Elvis. Yeah. He was the Elvis of his time.
He was gay Elvis.
Before people knew he was gay, all the mothers would Twitter, and he would say sexy things about, oh, he did this. And I was watching an old show; it was kind of cool. And you could see the little mommies going.
Well, you know, they admitted that Elvis's caped outfit that's so famous, he copied that directly from Liberace. That's
a true
story. Very true.
Makes perfect sense. And also, they said when he let Barbara Streisand open up the International before he did because he wanted to make sure the sound system worked stuff like that.
Pig.
And it wasn't until he said he saw Tom Jones's act did he realize what kind of act he was going to do, because a live stage performance of that length every night, sometimes two shows, was a lot for him.
Right. So what? He found himself having like a lot of guest artists come in and do a number?
Well, I'll have to tell you, Tom Jones changed his show once a year, and he was always entertaining. And you could never take pictures of all the underpants that were thrown on the stage. They couldn't get your damn camera back in those days. And Tom Jones, now his voice is a little frailer. He's still handsome as the day is long.
Now, would people take off their underpants and throw them, or they would just bring a purse full of underpants?
Well, you know, you never know, since I've never been an underpants tosser before. I can only imagine, but how much nicer it would be. Imagine how aggravating your date sitting there watching you, you know, get ready on your waist, pull your little pants down underneath your dress and lop them onto the stage, you know.
Oh, my wife were that hot.
Did anyone ever throw one with a load in it?
Lord knows he had it coming. Elvis,
he has a good voice. He always had a good voice.
So
when I saw him at the Hilton, he was about 2 inches big from where I was sitting.
Oh, really?
And he was kissing the girls, they loved him. They really loved him. And then one night at the Imperial Palace, an impersonator was going, he was handing out this, you know, token couple scarves, and I want a scarf too. And he says, no, this joint is too friggin' cheap to afford any more scarves. And they sent him to Hawaii. You know,
$100 a week scarf budget here, lady. And
the scarfy Elvis left the stage.
Hey, I think we might should do a little piece that we do regularly here, and this will be perhaps I'm sure he'll continue to do this from his home. Yes.
I don't need you, Bill. I don't need anybody. I'm James Tripp. Nobody asked for my opinion. So here it is.
We're all bastard people.
There's been a lot of bad talk about guns in the news lately, and I think it should stop. If corporations that manufacture guns are people, aren't guns people too? Do they not have feelings of their own? If you cock them, do not people bleed? If you hold one, do they not feel like a prick? Everybody on the news is talking about how they feel, but nobody's asking the guns how they feel. If you tickle them, do they not misfire? I'll tell you how they feel. Cheap, used, misunderstood. If it was up to them, they'd be shooting themselves in the air every day in celebration. Oh, sure, sometimes the bullets that go up come down into somebody's head, but that's not the gun's fault. That's gravity. What are you going to do, shoot Newton? And how are you going to do that without a gun? Guns are some of the most misunderstood weapons of mass destruction. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a bar and heard some guy say, "My gun, she just doesn't understand me." Well, you know what? That works both ways, pal. It's like the NRA says, guns don't kill people, we do. Guns aren't the problem. It's people who don't have guns who are the problem. We have to put a gun in the hand of every man, woman, and child in America, especially the infants. Why, some of my best friends are guns. I know a girl who married a gun. She has 10 kids. The gun keeps going off. Guns aren't the problem. It's people who are the problem. That's why we need guns, to get rid of the problem. I'm James Tripp, and I'll be back. Maybe not here, but I'll be back with another Trippatorial.
Goodbye, James.
Goodbye, James.
I can't even get the real theme music the last time.
No, yeah, cheap fuck.
No, no, no. You can have well. But
you pay for it. Now it's going to be locked in that old corporation, and we're not going to be able to hear
ever
it anymore.
Again, ever.
Did I pay for it? I thought you paid for that.
I paid for that. That's right.
It was a cold shot.
See, I paid for that.
I'm the one that paid
that,
for
that
it.
That way
it
was... you get to keep the rights.
That's right.
World famous 99.
As a matter of fact, it's on my computer at home.
Ah, see. So it will continue the legacy of being used to open the Trippatorial.
I've got a great headline for you. It says, Oregon judge, free speech wins in airport stripping case. Portland. An Oregon man kept his clothes on when he went through court security on his way to his trial, unlike the episode that got him there, stripping at Portland's airport to protest security measures he found invasive. John Brennan of Portland was found not guilty Wednesday in his trial on charges of indecent exposure. A judge found that his nudity was an act of protected speech.
Political free speech. You know what? Do we have a Mormon minute here?
Well, Bill, now that you bring it up, where's my theme music? Something from the Tabernacle Choir, please.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hello, Jesus. We're the chosen people. We're the Mormons.
Vote Romney.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's just so much Mormon just gossip in the. Let's start with the Mitt Romney fiasco in Britain. Good
in
God.
London,
yeah. Oh, God. Everybody's going to take a shot at that. Come on. I mean,
Stephen Colbert had a great Beowulf joke last night. Or was it the night before? The night before. Great Beowulf joke.
Well, and that has to do with Mitt Romney, how?
Well, because his Anglo-Saxon background.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but anyway, obviously, that it's just an unmitigated disaster.
I can hardly wait till he gets to Poland to fuck that up.
But yeah, exactly. You ain't nearly as dumb as them Pollock jokes.
Yeah, two Pollocks and a Mitt walk into a bar.
And they thought you were stupid to go to the sun, but you're doing it at night. There's a big article out today about Mitt Romney was like as a Mormon bishop. And, you know, he was all Mormons had to be bishops.
Now, this is different from the Vanity Fair article? Or
yeah, this is in 82. He was a bishop in Massachusetts.
Right, right.
And so they've interviewed some people about what kind of a guy he was and just how he was pretty much a non-caring kind of dick. You know, just, the lights are on but nobody's home. A woman needed to have an abortion because her health was in
well,
danger.
That's the story that was in Vanity Fair two months ago.
Yeah, but that's part of it. And then they've interviewed other people, too, that just talk about how insensitive he was and, just that he wasn't really that good of a church spokesperson.
Well, imagine Mitt Romney being insensitive to those less
who are different.
Him.
Yeah,
hard
exactly.
to believe.
Yeah. Why don't you just build a home for your baby that you don't want? Borrow the money from your dad.
What brilliant idea did he have? Thinking, I mean, where is he going to? Poland, England, Poland, and Israel.
And Israel.
You
yeah.
know, I mean, that's the safe as you can get. And he managed to screw that up. Well, I don't know if they're putting it together right.
Well, you
know,
did really? You see?
Imagine what happens if his wife's horse goes out there and gets booed.
I love that he's not even going to watch his horse. Did you see that in the interview with Brian?
He's not
going
to watch his
horse. He doesn't
horse.
Have any idea when it's on or anything about it. I mean, seriously.
That's the wife still. That's, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Right. And just like every other Olympian in the Olympics, none of their family are watching. We don't. When he's, well, maybe when he's swimming, who the fuck knows?
Maybe that's his attempt to be aloof and not.
It's austerity. Yeah. It's just austerity.
Yeah, all it was to him was a tax write-off of $72,000 for that horse. Think about that. He got a bigger tax write-off than most people earn in a year for a horse he won't even watch.
Wow.
See.
He
really got his $72,000.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
How does a horse cost that much in a year?
Oh,
it's a dressage. Oh, yeah, yeah. Those things are damn expensive.
You
got
to pay the trainer. You got to pay to keep it, feed it, a veterinarian, and the groomer.
And the outfits. Just the eyeliner alone. Yeah. Think how big a horse's eyes are.
Wow.
Well, they had to drug the last horse, right?
Oh, it's like $2,000 a year for eyeshadow.
It's terrible cost.
For $72,000 a year, you can put a saddle on my back.
Exactly. Yeah. And when his wife said, "Are you going to watch, honey?" He went, "Nay." I just thought, that was a bit much.
Wow.
Well, you know, and supposedly he's going to go over to Israel and let them know that whenever you want to nuke Iran after I'm in, you're
Sheldon
just,
Adelson's
you got the
behind
green light.
You.
Yeah.
He's going to tell them that Jesus was born here, not in Israel.
Yeah, he'll go out try to convert at the Wailing Wall. Jesus. Have you ever heard the word of God from the Mormon religion? I have a book to share with you.
Yeah. This isn't really the center of the religious world. That's Missouri.
Jesus is coming back to Missouri. Is that where he was born, Missouri?
Yeah. And he was a white guy.
Yeah. So,
well, it's just like Steve Wynn. You know, they've been throwing Steve Wynn up as a Democrat, and he hasn't been a Democrat for years.
Oh, no.
And he's talking like a Democrat, saying how disgusting Obama is, thinking that's going to impress people. I said, like, really? We all know he's put
now,
tons of money into
Wynn
the Republican Party.
Is Steve Wynn Jewish also?
Yes.
How is it that the big casino owners end up to be the Jewish peoples?
Well, Mr. Engelstadt, you know, he was not Jewish, but
he was Teamsterist Italian originally, right?
He had Nazi parties. Engelstadt had Nazi parties.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, no, not all hotel owners.
About the Italian thing.
Yeah.
Who was Engelstadt?
Engelstadt owned the Imperial Palace.
Oh.
They said
had a room supposedly with Nazi memorabilia in it, where he literally held Nazi meetings up until the 80s.
Yeah. And birthday parties.
Hitler's birthday party.
And bumper stickers that said Hitler was right.
Still the cheapest place to stay on the Strip, pretty much.
They're tearing it down, though, Bill.
The Imperial Palace?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they said, you know, if you were on a helicopter and you looked over the property, it was looked like a swastika. And I said, well, is that an Aryan view or an aerial view? And see, him and Steve Wynn got into it big time. And so Wynn had such a big ego. There was a big piece of property that had this apartment on it, and it was the last piece to go right over there next to the Mirage. And so Wynn walked over to the guy and says, hey, look, I'll give you $1 million. I'm Steve Wynn. I don't give a crap about you. Take the million. Well, the guy got pissed off, and he wouldn't sell. So Engelstadt, who had more money than God, stepped over and bought it for $5 million so he could sit there in that apartment building and mess with Steve Wynn, because Steve Wynn had put him up in front of the gaming commission about his little Hitler parties and his Nazi outlook. Every year he went back to Germany looking for pieces of remnants. And so he had to pay a couple million because of that. So Engelstadt's kind of even the score through annoyance.
Now, is Engelstadt no longer alive?
He's gone,
right?
Yeah, he's gone.
You know what? We need to wrap up the show, but I just want to say this to any of our listeners. Look, we appreciate that you listen. We appreciate all the downloads that you've done and everything. I have no idea who actually has been listening to the show. And if I were to hear from you to become Facebook friends with 100 of you, we would continue to do the show. But right now...
Well, if you had a Facebook page, they could like us.
Or if you weren't in prison.
I'm Bill Bronner. I'm the only Bill Bronner at Facebook. B-I-L-L-B-R-O-N-N-E-R. You can reach me there through the New Dissident Radio website. But, yeah, we would love to hear from you. Know that what this show meant to you, because right now we have no idea. It could just be all CIA downloads. We
and
don't
prisoners.
Know. Yeah, prisoners, people who like to jerk off to Lori's voice. We
That's
know.
Right. And I love you.
Not that there's anything wrong
you.
With that.
Yeah. And Lori Buckley, too. I'm on Facebook. If you want to say, yeah, I really
right,
dug
right.
it, I'd be more than happy to take the count, because it's been wonderful to share with you every week and talk our comedy, look at things and dig into the politics. And you're going to see us again. We'll be back as a group. We'll be on the...
Well, it'll be video shows. There will be audio simulcast or whatever that you'll be able to download on iTunes and listen to those later. But we're going to be at once a month. We're not going to be here at New Dissident Radio, and we've appreciated New Dissident Radio and Johnny Dam and everything that he's doing here, and all the listeners that we picked up that are regulars of New Dissident Radio. We hope that you'll continue to follow us as we move to different venues. And
we'll be back.
You know, and I want to give special thanks to everybody who's been here for all these weeks. James Tripp.
Thanks for producing.
And the guy who's had the biggest self-interest in keeping this show going, James Tripp.
Well, I have more like pages than anybody. I have James Tripp for president like page. Like me and I will run.
This guy, there's 90 ways to like him.
The first seven pages of his like things are free, but you know, the eighth page is where that's where they get you. That's where they get you.
He's a big star. He's taking this career, this show, and launched it into a big career with Amazon.
Big career.
And
my book release. You know, it's a good thing. You know,
that's where a career and a job. A job pays something. A career is because you love it, right, James?
I don't love anything.
And Dave Plunkett, thank you for making it over the hill here every week and doing your wit and your Mormon minute and your crankiness and
Bill. Let me just say that one last fuck you, Bill. Thank you.
All right, yeah, and you can download that fuck you as a ringtone for your phone. And if you go to
you can follow me anywhere
Dave
downtown.
Fuck you, Plunkett.
If you want to follow me, I'm riding the number 6 bus.
A regular route. All right, and Lori Buckley. Of course, I love you. I love hanging out in the studio with you. I love your input. I love. I can't read all the shit you post on Facebook. I'm sorry, I've got a life.
I have a trigger finger.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sometimes it's faster than my email can download it the way you've linked me up.
Well, some are just pictures, you know, and I like the funny stuff, but it's been a thrill, Bill. All the Comedy Nation work and the Free Speech Show, I've been doing it with you for what, about 5-6 years now?
At least that long,
And it's just been a highlight of my life and something to look forward to, and now I'm going to go to sleep. No, I'm really, really happy that we had our time together and to share with the panel, and the free speech, you know, we got to keep it up. We got to be able to talk our stuff and share our thoughts and act on it and make some changes in this country. And it's a privilege to have some time.
All right. And we have premium content available. I don't know.
I was going to say,
Are we smoking something?
Bill, I thought it's
the part where we're funny. We've cut all the fun parts out. Condense those into a 7-hour video that you're going to
love. And the first 6 hours are free.
Bill, I thought we smoked the premium part.
Oh, we will.
All right, so we're in the last minute here. Any final thoughts, James?
I'm going to be hosting the Peace and Freedom Party Presidential Forum next Friday, August 3rd.
Where is that going to be?
It's downtown, somewhere near USC. I don't know if it's open.
So where it is, just somewhere. Well, somewhere down there.
I expect a limousine from the People's Party to pick me up. They're going to send me the details.
The People's Party.
Well, it's the Peace and Freedom Party. It's a
socialist, communist.
Well, it's a socialist party, they asked me to host a forum, and I said I would do it.
What if they ask you to overthrow America? You going to agree to that, you fucking hippie?
Well, it depends if my schedule's open.
All right, we have 3 responses, new Facebook friend requests already from our entreaty to 100 people, just 97 away from having
it's like a telethon. Come on, you guys on C Block, you haven't rung in yet. Come on.
You get friendly.
Bill Bronner at Facebook, just like me, say you want to be my friend, say you want to be Lori Buckley's friend.
And I'm the James Tripp.
The James Tripp at Facebook.
On Facebook.
And
the James Tripp on Twitter.
And the James Tripp on Twitter.
And jamestripp.blogspot.com.
JamesTripp.vonBlogspot. Don't blog your splot. All right.
Hey, don't forget the book on Amazon.
Available on Kindles everywhere at your local Kindle retail outlet.
Soon to be a paperback.
Soon to be a paperback. Soon in Braille. So a lot of people are waiting for the Braille. I say don't. The suspense is too much.
Well, let those who are blind read it in Braille. All right.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you, America. And thank you, CIA, FBI, all of our loyal listeners there at the National Security Headquarters.
Allah Akbar.
All right.
Wow.
New Dissident Radio. Listen before it's illegal.